Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Andrew Shafkin Show, the Blog Talk Radio Show, on every evening. Sometimes at 6:30, sometimes at 8, sometimes at 9:30, sometimes at 10 or 11. And we aim to get at the facts and get at the truth in this show. And engage in honest discernment and intellectual honesty. And we care about everybody we speak about and deal with, because we know that Jesus died for them and cast down his life for all men and women. And as says in the Epistle of Timothy, God wills that all men and women be saved. So let me tell you a little. I'm going to talk about the blasphemy laws in Pakistan. Let me say this, that I dearly love and respect my Islamic brothers and sisters. Jesus died for them. He loves them, and he cares about them. But I feel I should address this issue of the blasphemy laws in Pakistan, because people are dying because of them. And perhaps the Islamic community should look into ending this particular process. As I say, I dearly love my Islamic brothers and sisters, and I'm sure that many Christians have done bad things, and I have done bad things, and I am not picking on my Islamic brothers and sisters, but I do choose to address this issue. First thing I want to say is about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We don't go in for political correctness. We don't go in for media hype, media falsehoods, or the big lie. We don't do that in this show. We're not concerned with propaganda or anything of that character, or media lies or media falsehoods. We're concerned in getting at the truth and getting at the facts, either through reading great books or reading the Holy Scriptures, which lead us to the truth in Christ. Second, I'm a Christian, and this is a Christian show, and I welcome all faiths and all roots of thinking, all ideas, all opinions, all races, all nations. I exclude no one, and I want to be involved with everyone. And as a Christian, I know Jesus loves everybody without question, and he died for them, and he cast down his life for them. And in the face of every human being, I see the face and love of Christ. I value all nations, all races, all peoples, all faiths, without question. Third, I have a political views. I'm basically conservative, at least on such issues as gay marriage and abortion. Although I really love my gay brothers and sisters, and I want to be with them in heaven. And I have no issue with whatever they may be doing. They have a right to do it, and they have an absolute right to do it, and I care for their right to do that, but I don't agree that the church can endorse gay marriage. In the church, you can do certain things and not do certain things, and this is not one of them, at least in some churches. Although, as I say, I respect my gay brothers and sisters, whatever life they chose. I love them. I want them to be with me in heaven and with Jesus. This show has a political. I am conservative, and I'm opposed to abortion, for example, if that's a conservative position. But I'm very concerned with Jesus' directions to care for the poor and underprivileged and underclass. I'm very concerned about that. I think Jesus was very concerned with the poor. He said the poor were blessed. By the way, Jesus does not want people poor. But I point this out, that he was accused of, who's upset of him, who is this man, these Republicans and sinners. He chose as his disciples the uneducated and the penniless. And he said to the rich young man, if you want to have eternal life, you have to give away your goods. And I think Jesus does not endorse materialism at all. And I think he wants an equal distribution of wealth, and he doesn't want people poor. But on the other hand, he endorses poverty to the extent that it may be a barrier to faith and spiritual development. Next, I want to talk about the radio shows I run. I run the Blog Talk Radio Show, and in the past I've run a podcast show. And these shows are Christian orientation, and I have many, many visitors from all over the world to these shows. They come from all over, Many of them are from Muslim countries. I'm very happy to have my Muslims as guests in my shows. Many people from countries, 80 countries, 4,300 people from 80 countries have visited my podcast show. So that's the thing. I'm very happy to have everyone who wants to know about Christ and me, and I welcome them, and I want them to be with me, either in this life or the next. I welcome all Hindus and Buddhists and Shintoists and whatever faith they are, I welcome them, and I know that Jesus cared for them and died for them. He welcomes them, without question. Everybody, without question. Next, I've written 10 books, Christian books and legal books, Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2. And I also have written Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the parables. I recommend the parables, reading the parables. They are the words and wisdom of the Son of God. They are well worth reading. They consist of advice and direction on significant issues in life. Read the parables and be happy reading them. I've recently written a book on the Psalms, on all 150 Psalms. The Psalms, John Donne, the Anglican poet, said they're the manna of the church. They are spiritual food. They are great lyric poetry. I read them in Hebrew, not all of them, but a number of them in seminary. And I also memorized the first, second, and 23rd poem in English. And as I've said many times, I challenge you, what are you going to get more tired of, the Psalms in English translation or War and Peace in English translation? I guarantee you nobody will ever get tired of reading the Psalms. Their literary greatness is very great, and their spiritual greatness is very great. I've written other books, a book on evidence, in Bender's Consolidated Evidence, called Race Just Die. I've written a legal encyclopedia article on New York jurisprudence on criminal law demands and notices. I've written a chapter on paternity in the book New York Family Law and Practice. I've written 3 law review articles, which have been bought by the State Department and the United States Supreme Court. One was on criminal procedure in Syracuse Law Review. The others were were bought by the State Department, and they were law review articles on Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal. And those articles were very, very widely bought by many universities throughout the world. They handle the topics of sexual orientation discrimination and our educational system. I analyzed our educational system in the United States and found it wanting, and I very much oppose any kind of discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. That's about what I have to say about myself. I'll be publishing other books on my blogs, four blog books I'm publishing. I'm publishing a book on the Book of Job soon. Very soon I'll be publishing that. And I hope you people will read and enjoy these books. And I say to you, my friends, that there is no substitute for print to gain knowledge and thought. Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, he said, images like television and movies are drugs. There is no substitute for print thought. And a world without books is a world descending into darkness and ignorance. That is what will happen if people stop reading books. And I recommend 2 books to read, Tolstoy, War and Peace, and Anna Karenina, and Resurrection, and Milton's Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained, and Samson Agonistes. These are great books. Milton defined the critical event in human history as the fall of man into sin, and it's in book 2 of Paradise Lost. So is basically what I'm up to these days, and I urge you to never take your kids to the library, take them to Amazon, show them books, read them books, and give them the books that can benefit them. Not modern novels, but the books of the past. They have been vetted. They are fantastic. Whether Dickens, Thackeray, E.M. Foster, whoever they are, Kipling, these are the books that are great and have proven their greatness. Next, I want to talk about, first of all, as I said, I have great love for my Islamic brothers and sisters. I welcome them. I would love to dialogue with them and know them better and know their religious system. But I do want to talk about the unfortunate issue of blasphemy laws in Pakistan. Just lately, a school teacher, unfortunately, a school teacher was, what happened, and I can't say the reason it happened, and I'm sure there have been many, many Christians who have killed people, but the blasphemy laws describe the death penalty in Pakistan for insulting the Prophet Muhammad or the Quran. Now, three suspects were arrested and confessed to killing a teacher in a religious school. The Pakistani school teacher, Safura Bibi, was walking to work when she was attacked by three women armed with knives and sticks. They ambushed her near the entrance of an all-girls Islamic seminary where she worked. Two of her attackers were students. The third was a fellow teacher. When the police arrived at the school, they found this girl, this teacher's body, outside the school, and she had been stabbed, and her throat was slit. The attackers had accused this teacher of committing blasphemy, unproven allegations. And I think it's unfortunate that something like this should happen. I'm sure there are many, many crimes committed by Western people, Christian people, Jewish people, equally horrible. But blasphemy is something that should not be carry the penalty that it does. Let's take a look. The three suspects were arrested and confessed to murdering the teacher. And the main suspect was a teacher who planned the crime with two students studying at the seminary. The girls told the police that a relative had seen in her dream that Bibi had committed blasphemy. Now, I don't know exactly why this happened. Maybe more to it than is meets the eye. And I know there's plenty of evil in all people, in all nations. However, the blasphemy in Pakistan is quite a problem. Whether because of a person disagrees with the religious system, I don't think they should be attacked and executed. More than 90 civilians have been accused of blasphemy and been killed in the past 7 decades. And more than 1,400 people had faced blasphemy accusations, both in the courts and from street mobs. And 1,200 of these cases and incidents were documented. In February, a mob in Pakistan's eastern province of Punjab stoned a man to death for alleged desecrating the Quran. Now, I don't know whether that should really be the case, if a person says something against Muhammad in a dream, whether someone should be stoned to death for making a mockery of, by redecorating the Quran. Again, a custodian at a local mosque told villagers he saw the man burning a Quran in the mosque. Police team arrived. Police snatched the man away. The mob then stoned the man to death. Again, a custodian at a local mosque reportedly told villagers he saw a man burning a Quran in the mosque. A police team arrived at the scene, but the mob snatched the man away and attacked officers who attempted to retrieve him. And the mob, which numbered 700 people, then stoned the man to death. There was a 2 months after a similar incident, the lynching came 2 months after a similar incident where an angry mob killed a Sri Lankan factory manager and set his corpse on fire. and he was reportedly attacked after allegedly ordering the removal of posters of a far-right Islamist opponent. Now, I don't know exactly. I can only say that because a person has a religious position, whether that is interpreted as saying something against Muhammad or saying something against Jesus or anybody, I don't think they should be penalized and attacked. I think that's bad. I think it's wrong. And I think it should end. I'm concerned that people are dying and being stoned and set on fire and lynched for this alleged crime. It's unfortunate. There is, of course, religious violence in all religions. And the Christians, I can say as a Christian, I know many Christians have committed crimes in the past of this character, whether in the Crusades or the religious wars of the 17th century. Whatever is going on, there has been this problem of religious violence. But I am concerned that Pakistani government end these laws prohibiting blasphemy. Blasphemy is merely stating an opinion against Muhammad. It is saying something. I don't think someone should be set on fire or lynched or die or be beaten to death for the reason I indicated. I think the Pakistani government should address this. I think our dear Muslim brothers and sisters should think about it and end this horrible practice. I wish to end Christians committing crimes and doing bad things. I'm not excusing them, but I ask our Muslim brothers and sisters to address this issue and end this horrible scourge of blasphemy, of accusing people of blasphemy, and these people either being lynched, set on fire, or stoned to death, which is what happened to them. I oppose it, and I ask my Muslim brothers and sisters to also oppose it and address the issue. I don't say that Christians don't do the same thing, or other religions. I don't say they don't. But in this particular instance, this should not be tolerated. I don't tolerate my Christian brothers killing someone, nor do I think that my Muslim brothers and sisters should tolerate this religious violence. I don't think Christians should tolerate religious violence on the behalf of Christ, and I don't think my Muslim brothers and sisters should tolerate this religious violence based on blasphemy laws where a person merely insults the Prophet Muhammad. It's not enough to have him killed or burn him or stone him or kill him. Not enough. Good night. I hope you've enjoyed this show.